Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and here we are on a beautiful beach in West Palm Beach, Florida, or actually Palm Beach, Florida. Many of you might be wondering why they call West Palm Beach West Palm Beach, but it's actually west of Palm Beach. So you start realizing these interesting facts when you start living at a place a certain amount of time. You start to get familiar with the territory when you move somewhere, and then you're there for a certain amount of time. Because there are little secret spots that or little things known that people don't know that don't live there, that just come on vacation. But the people that have been living there a long time, they discover these things and it becomes part of them. Well, with the raw food diet, it has to be the same way. When you first start eating a raw food diet and it's new to you, there are things that you don't understand, but the longer you're doing it, the more simple it gets. And there are little secrets and things that you learn that you might not know initially to help you continue with eating in a healthier way. Now, I want to talk a little about the raw food diet and certain things people can do to be healthier and eat healthier and so on. It's not about the raw food diet, because some people say to me, well, I'm raw and they're experiencing issues. Other people say they're not raw and they're doing great. Other people say they're vegetarian and they're experiencing some issues, or they're a vegetarian and then they're experiencing great health. It has very little to do with raw, cooked, vegetarian, or eating animals. I have found through my experience, and I wrote many books on this topic, that the two major causes of disease when it comes to food is overeating and undersleeping. When you're eating more than your body needs on a regular basis, now that isn't talking about that one special night you might go out and eat a little bit too much, you might not feel great the next morning, but living a life of overeating every single day, not only will it contribute to obesity, but it'll create many other issues. And yes, you can overeat on a raw food diet, you can overeat on a vegetarian diet, just like you can overeat on a standard American diet. And overeating leads to undersleeping, because when you take more food in your body than your body can use, your body has to use a lot of energy to get rid of it. It has to work to get rid of it. More people suffer from disease from overeating than undereating. Yes, I'm not saying undereating is good, because your body does need calories and nutrients, but it's common today that people eat more food than they actually need. And what that does, and to make it even worse, they eat at the worst time. So let me add to that. It's overeating, undersleeping, and eating before going to sleep, which is all creating a problem. Because here's the key, everybody. Here's what you need to understand. The real key to health is based on the quantity and quality of sleep you get. So the quantity and quality of sleep you get is going to determine your health, if you're going to be healthy or not healthy. Why? Because the body heals and rebuilds and cleanses itself when you're sleeping the right amount of time for you, and that's what it comes down to. Now, if you're eating right before going to sleep, your body is not going to be able to get the proper amount of sleep you need, because it's going to spend the next couple of hours after you seem like you're going to sleep in a digestive mode. But that is when the body is designed to be in a mode to be cleansing. We have it backwards in today's world. The average person will eat their biggest meal late at night, maybe not even right before going to sleep, but still late at night. Well, the real answer and the real key is to eat earlier in the morning your heavier meals and take the whole day to work it off. So by the time it's nighttime and you're ready to go to sleep, you're eating a lot less and your body is ready for sleep. Some people say, well, I can't go to sleep on an empty stomach because I'm too hungry. Well, that's a habit hunger. It's not a true hunger. We have to understand the difference. Most people in the United States never even heard or felt true hunger. It's a habit hunger. That means no matter how much I eat throughout the day, come 9 o'clock at night, if I'm used to eating every night at 9 o'clock, no matter what I've eaten in the daytime, I'm going to be hungry at 9 o'clock. That's a habit hunger. And just like you've created that habit to get there, you can create that habit to get out of there by just stop eating there. Now, at first, it might not be easy, but eventually you can break that habit just like anything else. So it all comes down to the quantity and quality of sleep you get. And I want to talk about my daylight diet, because we were designed and created as not nocturnal animals, but as humans, where we do not eat when it's dark outside. And when we continue to eat when it's dark outside and go against the design and the nature that we were created by, what happens is everything starts to break down in our body and we start to suffer from sickness and the disease, not what our Creator wanted for us to do. So nocturnal animals in nature will sleep all day and they'll get up at night and eat. Well, the average human seems to want to be a nocturnal animal because that's what they do. But really, we were designed to be sleeping when it's dark outside, or at least resting and relaxing, and then come daytime to be up looking for our food, gathering it, and eating. Even in the Bible it talks about this, and somebody might say, where in the Bible does it say not to eat at nighttime? And I say, if our Creator wanted us to eat at nighttime, He would have made fruits and vegetables glow in the dark. You see, before we had all this artificial electricity and everything else, people weren't eating at nighttime. They were going to sleep. They were resting. They couldn't be going out eating. If you go into a room and you shut off all the lights in a room, guess what? You're not going to be thinking of food. You're going to be thinking, I need to either sleep or get out of this dark room. And that's what's happening. It really comes down to living against the design that we were created to live by. And people are doing that with their food. They're taking what our Creator gave us to eat, and they're processing it so much that it has no appearance of the original thing that it was meant to be. And I'm not just talking about the way it looks. I'm talking about in the nutrient content as well. They're frying it, they're microwaving it, they're freezing it, they're putting it in the freezer. They call it a TV dinner or some other snack or dessert that is just, you know, dessert spelled backwards is stressed. And this is what's happening today. People are just getting stressed out. So what we need to understand is we need to stop eating at night. We need to stop overeating. And the way we're going to do that is understand, why do we overeat to begin with? Now, there are many emotional and spiritual reasons people overeat, but more important is, when you eat food that has very little nutrients in it, no matter how much food you take in your body, guess what? You're gonna crave more food. You're never gonna satisfy your body's requirements for the nutrients it needs. So even though you're taking in a lot of food, if it's not good quality, you're never gonna get the good food that you need. So that's why, yes, it's important to eat organic food, not 100% of the time, but the majority of the time, the food that's organic has more nutrients than the unorganic food. However, more important, and probably one of the most important things when I talk about the quality of food, is fresh food. You need to make sure your food is ripe when it's picked, and you also need to make it's not overripe. So fresh food. The best way to get fresh food is to get food from a local farmer's market or somewhere local. Even better, the best way you can actually get your food is to grow your food. Grow the food you're eating so you know where it comes from, you know what's done to it, and you know when to pick it and everything else. It's also the most inexpensive way to eat your food. So eat local food, don't eat late at night, and then you can start thinking about, well, is it raw or is it vegetarian? Those things are helpful, but I don't believe they're as helpful as not eating at night and also eating the food as fresh as possible so you get the good, high quality nutrients in those foods. Now, I'm a raw vegan and I've been doing this for quite a long time, and I've tested many different ways of eating on myself and others, and I see what works and what doesn't work. And like I said, I know people that eat a raw food diet that are successful, but I also know people that eat a raw food diet that have ran into problems and that haven't been successful. Same thing from a vegan standpoint. But I've never met anyone who's followed the tips I'm giving you right now be unsuccessful at accomplishing their goals. They eat local, they eat fresh food as a majority of their diet. They stop eating their heavier meals late at night. They definitely stop eating before going to sleep. They eat much less and they get more sleep. And it's not just more sleep, it's better quality sleep that they get in. And then they're successful at achieving their goals. On the other hand, I've never met anyone to be successful at their diet or health changes that continue to eat late at night, continue to eat low quality food, and continue to overeat. So, you know, each person is built different, so the amount of food and what we actually need will be different for everyone. But these are the things I found that everyone in common needs to get better. So take this health tip from Paul Neeson, your health watchman. And if you have any questions or comments, post them below the video. This is Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show saying have a great day and a great raw life.
Raw Life, brighten up your life.